fast tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light.
Welcome back. This is Sharp Elbows. I am State Representative Francesca Hong.
And I'm Nada Makashvi, her staffer. We're talking the Capitol, we're talking racism, we're talking Republican men. Let's keep it to that theme. I know that, I don't know if everyone has heard about the comments that were made on the Joint Finance Committee this past week. Representative Mark Bourne, to give you all a little recap, and I want to get Francesca's reaction of this on air, but the state of Wisconsin is the worst place in the nation to raise a Black child. It is, you know, one of the most segregated states in the country, if not the most segregated. And so there's tangible action that we can do to promote equity, right? Our power, if it depends on stepping on other people, then that would be the reason why we wouldn't want to desegregate. So segregation is just a bad thing for the state. I think all of us would agree. And so there was a provision in the governor's budget that would increase Wisconsin Black Historical Society funding, which is, I think we can all kind of appreciate why that would be important to kind of maintain that heritage in Wisconsin, because it is the story of Wisconsin. And the GFC co-chair, Rep. Bourne, said, you know, nobody asked for this, right? Even though it was in the governor's budget, and there were, you know, people across the state that had advocated for Evers to add it. And when you know, State Senator LaTanya Johnson was like, oh my God, he said that if people wanted to go look at Black history, they could go to the Capitol's third floor display, which is literally about like a foot across. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was like, it wasn't the first time that I've seen racism in the Capitol. It's the first time I've seen just unabashed racism, just absolutely not caring. That it was shameful to dilute such a broad history to a little table and to not understand the necessity of maintaining museums and historical societies where we can all learn. And so it was so disappointing to think that people in that Capitol did not view me, did not view these Wisconsinites as worthy of just a little bit of money for a historical society.
$169,000. That is a fraction of what the state budget is. And I was absolutely appalled, but again, not surprised that another racist Republican would equate Black lives to a thing. You know, to a glass box. That history is not something that needs to be, you know, expanded. That curriculum needs to be in our schools. That, you know, we need to be talking about all of the contributions and just to constantly stifle the potential of our communities of color and to dehumanize and to take away nonstop. It's exhausting. And for, you know, the colleagues and my colleagues in the Black caucus who have been there just experiencing this for years, their entire life, and then even worse in their profession as legislators, they already have to carry so many burdens. We have to carry so many burdens. And then to have to have so much of the responsibility to push equity be on the legislators of color. It's that in itself can sometimes be demoralizing, you know? And I think Senator Johnson calling Mark Bourne, calling it out and really naming for what it is and you know, to say his racist ass was racist, that's absolutely what happened. And I wish people who ask about, well, how do I become a better ally? How do I not be a bystander? I wish some of my colleagues would ask that same question. But then realize that it can't just be us screaming all the time, right? Like this has to be on my white Democratic colleagues as well to push for equity and because for them, you know, they're not going to be limited to saying you're making this all about race and all about identity politics. But when I scream it, that's what's our narratives are constantly narrowed down.
Mm. I mean, there's always a lot of criticism you hear, and I think it's not, you know, bad intention where people are like, you speak about race so much, why is everything about identity? Why can't we all be unified? And it's because, well, we're not equal. And I know someone in a Twitter comment was like, well, there's no white historical society. And it's like, if you see people of color asking for equity, asking not to be shot, asking for their education and their housing situations to be as equal as the status quo for white people, it is asking for really the basic human right. It's not asking for reparations for the centuries of exploitation. You know, white identity politics has been the identity politics for centuries. You know,
yes,
centuries. It is always identity politics for the Republican Party. But now that we are saying, hey, this is who we are, this is, you know, why our lives matter, now it's a problem. And that is, if you ever want to see an indication of white supremacy in our society, it is that argument that identity politics have taken over the country, when it's like, do you remember segregation and slavery, like, maybe 120 years ago? Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's not as blatant and overt as Representative Bourne's comments in the Joint Finance Committee, it comes also in the form of microaggressions. The fact that I had a colleague I was meeting with in his office, we were getting to know each other. You know, I was trying to establish a relationship to get him to support a bill. And, you know, in the middle of the conversation, he just kind of looks up and he goes, so how does a man like your husband get a nice little Korean girl like you? Oof. And this happened. Mm-hmm. I could not believe it in the time that it happened, at the moment that it happened. And in my mind, I wanted to say, call me representative, but mm-hmm. You have to laugh along in a bit.
Yep.
And because it's, you cannot process that trauma in that moment. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Not only did he see me as a colleague, but he didn't see me as a colleague, but that he would belittle me too. And the misogyny, the sexism, and the racism that just happened in 30 seconds was horrendous.
Yeah. And it also didn't stop there. He kept making comments. Oh, yeah. These people are so effing annoying. All right, everyone, we have one more break. We'll see you soon.